We are learning Masechtas Chagiga Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Omamar, Mesil Oimrim Min HaMaisa. We had here in the Mishnah that a Chagiga, one of the Chiyuvim that you have to bring on Yom Tov, there's Eilus Ria and there's Chagiga. By Eilus Ria, it said it has to come from Chulin. You can't use Maisa Sheni money for a Chayva, for something that you Chayv in, which is Eilus Ria. And it said Chagiga is Machlaikas. Said Chagiga, Beishami says has to come in Achulim, because it's a chiv. Beisul says you can use Maisa for that. And that's very problematic. The more asked the cash over here. Amma, Beisul Oim Rim in a Maisa. You can bring Chagiga for a Maisa. Amai. Dovash of a Chayvahu. Bechol Dovash of a Chayvah in a Balam in Achulim. The law is anything that's a chiv, you can use Maisa, Shani money, which anyway you have to eat up in Shalai, bring in Shalai and buy food with it. You have to use Chulim Dafka. So how are you allowed to use Maisa, Shani money for Chagiga? Lechor, it's a Chayvah. And for the Gemara, Oma Ula b'Teifel. Ula answers that you're right, but the special drasha by Chagiga, they allow to be Teifel, which we'll see in a second, what it means exactly. But the idea is, let him mix Maisa Sheni together with Chul in order to bring a Chagiga. That you can mix the two things, Chulin and Maisa Sheni. Now, how exactly do you mix it? So it's Machlokes. Chizki Oma, Teiflin behema le behema. That means, let's say you have a lot of family members and you want to bring chagiga enough for everyone in the family to eat. So chizkiyah is what you should do is you can use ma'isa sheni money, but you do like this: buy two small behemoths. One behemoth you use chulin money from and yotzi chayva, and then the next chagiga buy with ma'isa sheni money. Anything that comes that day, Rashi says, is a chagiga, has shem chagiga. So both have shem chagiga. And the chiddush of the din of teiflim is that I can use some of it, some of the chagiga can be from come from ma'isa sheni money. And Chizki says the way you do it is by buying two behemoths. Don't mix the money together and buy one big cow. Don't do that. You buy two small sheep, and you, that's how you mix the two things, the ma'isa sheni and chulin.
The person who's eating from the
ma'isa. He's also yotzei chagiga, yeah. Everyone's eating from the chagiga. It all has a shame chagiga. The chiddush of the gzeres kasev is that even though part of it is ma'isa sheni, it's fine. And Rabbi Yechon Amman says the opposite. Rabbi Yechon teufel ma'is to ma'is. Dafka you mix the money. Ain't teufel behema to behema. You can't be teufel behema to behema. It means you mix the money together by one big cow. So now the cow is mixed with chulin money and ma'isa sheni money. That's the best way to do it. And don't bring two behemas. And like Rashi explains, Machlokes says, what's better? Is it better to have something completely chulin and that's better? Or it's better everything's mixed and therefore everything has some chulin in it? That's the Machlokes. Tosfos, the Vasa Teuflin, explains it a little bit better, same idea, but he explains that Chizkiya holds that the Lashon is Chol Chavasa Shtei Behemus. That means we have a halacha that chagiga has to be shtei kesef according to Beis Hillel. It has to be two ma' kesef. Am I allowed to buy two behemoths, one ma' each? Are you yaitza chagiga with that? So chizki holds you yaitza with that. You can mechalik the behemoth into two behemoths. Rabbi Yechon holds no. So that's really the biyam machlekes here also. You could have your chavas and two behemoths, so you can mix it together this way by having one from Maisa Sheni and one from Chulin. So the Gemara, Tanya can say the chizkiya. We'll show you a braisa like Chizkiya, where you see in that braisa you can be teufel from behemoth to behemoth. And we'll show a braisa like Rabbi Yechanan, which says you can mix the money in order to be teufel. Tanya Kavah said Rabbi Yechanan, Misas, from the pasuk of Misas, we'll see in a second, it means chulin. The pasuk says it's regarding Yom Tov Shavuos. Vasisachag Shavuos Hashem Lekecha, Misas Nidvas Yodcha Ashetiten, Kashay Vrech Hashem Lekecha. So Misas Loshon Chulin teaches us you have to bring your chagiga from Chulin. Umenayim Shemrotz La'arev Ma'arev. Now Ma'arev is Loshon of mixing money. How do you know if you want to mix the money together with Ma'isa Sheni money, you're allowed to do that? Tamloima Kashiv Recha Hashem Lekecha. The pasuk says Kashiv Recha Hashem Lekecha. You can mix the money together. So this brisa is a raya to Rabbi Yechonam because it says you mix the money together. Remember, Chizki says you cannot mix the money together. You have to bring two separate behemoths. This price is voyer that you can mix the money together because it's ma'arev. Tanya Kavasei the Chizkiya, we have a riot to Chizkiya. Misas, the same pasuk is Misas. Malam Shalom, maybe Chavasim of Chulin. You have to bring your Chagiga from Chulin. Beshame Yoimrim, Yoim Arishoin Min HaChulin. The first day you bring from Chulin. Mekam Ve'elach Min HaMaisa. The rest of the day is from Maisa. What's the pshat? Because you Yoitzi Chagiga. The rest of the week will be Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha could be from Ma'aseh Sheni. So we can't have Eilek when a Ma'aseh. But we still have him. Achila Rishonim in Achulin. Even the same day where everything has Din Chagiga, the first Achila, which the Gemara is learning now, means the first Behema has to be from Achulin. Mekam Ve'elech Men HaMaiseh. The rest of the Behemoth that day could bring from HaMaiseh and it's Din Chagiga. So right here you see in Beis Hillel that you could do Teiflim with two Behemoths. Beis Shammai says that you can't be Teifl. Beis Hillel says you could be Teifl. Which means Beis Hillel is saying the rest of the Yontif, then you don't have to use Chulin. You can use Ma'isa Sheni. Not only can you use Ma'isa Sheni, you can use Ma'isa Behema. Ma'isa Sheni means Tvua that you took off Ma'isa Sheni, and you have to bring up the Yerushalayim, you switch it into money, that's Ma'isa Sheni. Ma'isa Behema is your 10th Behema is Kaddish, and you bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, and you bring it as a carbon. Who's the Ma'isa Behema go to? Does it go to the Kayin? No, it goes to the Adam, it goes to the owner. That's the law of Ma'isa Behema. And so the halacha is that you can use Ma'isa Behema, which that itself is its own carbon, I can use that for my Shalmei Simcha also. So if Mori has a question, but I got received from this price a right to Chizkiya that you can have two behemoths. So what I ask now that the Yomtev my time alone, why on Yomtev can you bring Ma'aseh Behema? Why not? For Shalmei Simcha, I say. From Shalmei Simcha, why can't you bring? It's Mashma Dafka the rest of the week, you can bring Ma'aseh Behema. We never mentioned Ma'aseh Behema on Yomtev itself. Why can't you bring on Yomtev Ma'aseh Behema? My time alone, I'm Rav Ashi. For a separate zera, then also lasuri v'yontiv. You might come to take off ma'isa on yontiv. V'yafshel last of yontiv. Now I'll do ma'isa on yontiv. Why? Mishum sekarta. Because the way you do ma'isa behemah is you lead 10 behemahs out the door. The 10th, you count 1, 2, 3, 4. The 10th one, you give it a red. You paint it red, and you know that's the one. That's the ma'isa behemah. And you might do that on yontiv or on Shabbos. Therefore, you cannot be ma'iser on Shabbos yontiv for this reason. Now Tosfos asks. First of all, before Taisus, what is the Isser of Sakarta? So Pasha learns that this Isser is Tzviya. But we'll see in a second, Taisus says it's the right, so it can't be Tzviya. We'll speak it out like this. So Taisus has a question first. Why can't we say the reason why now do it is because now I'm a Kaddish Vyantav. Now I'm a Kaddish by animal Vyantav. That's the law. I'm a Kaddish Vyantav. So you know you can't do my Sbehemi, now I'm a Kaddish Vyantav Vyantav. And that Taisus says, two doors in what? What? What do you mean? What?
I'm sacking the other nine Behemoths.
I don't know if that's a problem, because I'm sacking. It's not like I hear you asking out like Ma'aseh. There's no din tevel by Ma'aseh Behemah, that's why. No din tevel then. It's machlok in the Gemara, but Pasha's no din tevel, the Raisa definitely. Al-Kaponim, he asks, what happened to the Hektish? So the answer is, since it's Kedusha Ve'med, since you have to be Mekarish Menat Torah, Menat Torah has din Ma'aseh, the 10th one has din Ma'aseh, no matter what. So therefore, the Hektish is not Milo Merit, and that's not a problem to Hektish. Another Torah, he says, huh?
Byron?
Not bird.
Byron.
No Byron. Byron means when you're sorting, you're counting things. They're separate. They're not mixed together. You only have Byron by Taruvus. Byron is only by Taruvus, but it means mixed. It's not mixed together. Coming one at a time. The Torah's second Torah is that the reason why I didn't say Hektish is because Tzviya is Deraisa. Hektish is only Darabon Degadin. So for Darabon, we didn't make Exera. But for Deraisa, Tzviya made Exera. Now, what's the Tzviya Deraisa? So we said before, it's Loshon Al, it's because of Tzviya, which means Seveya. The Kash is no Tzviya Ba'ichlim. We pass an in Tzviya Ba'ichlim. So it can be Tzviya. So the Mepharshim explained that it means the Issa of Kaisiv, of Roshim. It's a Talda of Kaisiv, of writing, and that's why you can't do a Yontav. You might come to write on Yontav. You might do the Tzviya on Yontav, which is the Issa of writing. Finish up the Gemara here. It says, My Mashma, the high Misas, Lush to the Chulun. We keep him saying Misas means that the Karbach has been from Chulun. Haino Misas means Chulun. The Chsiv, like it says in the Pasuk here, a reference to Purim, who the Chsiv, Ayosam HaMelech HaKashverish Mas Al Oretz. He put a tax on the Oretz. You see, Mas is Loshon Chulin, and that's why we say Mises means Chulin. Akaponim, that's what comes after my Gemara, the Zin of Teiflin. We had a Mechlek is what Teiflin means, either two behemoths or you mix the money together. Zotamar Vayit, the two dots. Said in the Mishnah, Yisrael Yitzim Yidei Chavosam Benedar Medav. This is our Mishnah, that a person can be Yoytze Shalmei Simcha with his Nedarim V'Nedavos, which means he promised to bring certain Kabbanos over the year. He brought it up to Yerushalayim on over Yom Tov. He could bring it on Chol HaMoed, bring the carbon, and be Yoytze Shalmei Simcha with that carbon. Tanu Rabbanan. So it's in our Mishnah that it has to be meat can be Oifes of Menachos, and it also has to be from a carbon. Tanu Rabbanan. V'samachta v'chagecha. It says, be happy on your Yom Tov. L'rabbis kol min yismachos simcha. It's mashma, all type of simcha is yoytza, which means over here, any type of carbon, any type of basa, yoytza, the mitzvah of shalmei simcha. Yoytza shalmei simcha. Mekan amr chachamim, Yisrael yoytza midechavasam adarim adavis, yoytza ben adarim and adavis. One means, someone says, harei zu carbon or harei alai carbon, over ma'is behema, you can use ma'is behema like we spoke about before. Va'kahanim, who eat more, they can eat the chatas and asham also, they can be eat the chatas for asham and bechar. Remember, Yisrael cannot eat the chatas for asham, they're kachem kachem. And bechar belongs to the kohen, and the chaz of a shaykh, and the chaz of a shaykh comes with a shlov, and they can use that for shalom and simcha. Yachal af oifes and menachos, maybe you can be yitza oifes and menachos also for your mitzvah of simcha, have a bird or a mincha, tamalayim av esamachta b'chagecha. What's the drash? The drash is, mishchagiga ba mehem. The Lashon V'chagecha teaches us that V'samachta on V'chagecha, something that Chagiga comes from it. Yotzu Eilu She'en Chagiga Bamehem. These things, Oifes V'nachos, cannot be brought as a Chagiga, like we learned before in a drasha, when it says, V'liyolim Chelev Chagi Ad Baker. Chelev is only by a behema. So we learn Chagiga has to be Dafka behema. So here also V'samachta V'chagecha teaches us that it has to be Dafka from a Behema, that's the way you yotzi mitzvah simcha, and not from oifes menachos. Now you're going to ask me a question: who's good? Samach v'chagiga has to be a type of a thing that's used for chagiga. Why can't I use a regular steak from the butcher shop? Why do I have to have dafka carbon? Where's the makar for that? So Tosis, the end of Tosis of Maslo Mi, asks this question. He says, "Oh, the Amalek bin and Kraw, a basachulim, the mikas shaper simcha." Tosis answers, learning from a pasuk by Har Evel. That there it says of shlomim, and therefore we learn from there it has to be shlomim. So the drasha, there has to be a carbon shlomim, and we learn from here it has to be dafka a behema. Rav Ashi Amar different makar that it has to be dafka behema. V'samachta nafka, it says simcha. Simcha is not when you eat a bird, you eat a chicken, that's simcha. Yotzeil shevim simcha is no simcha. So it's not a drasha of b'chagecha, a drasha of v'samachta itself. So the fear of Ashi, where do the word b'chagecha? Rav Ashi, hi b'chagecha my avodle. Ahu, clear of the Nil Barkatina. It's for the drasha of the Nil Barkatina, which we had in Masechus Moed Katan. The Omer of the Nil Barkatina, Omer Rav, and I know you're not going to marry. You're marry a woman on Chol HaMoed. You're not have a chas on Chol HaMoed. Shnema, av esamachta v'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha. You should be misamech with the Yom Tov itself, v'loi b'ishtecha. So that's how Rav Ashi knows that that's how he does with the word chagecha, teaches this miyat that you can't marry someone on Yom Tov, because it has to be Samach V'chagecha V'loi B'Ishtecha. And has Tanakama know, has the first Man Yama know this drasha. It's with Brisa. How does he know the drasha of Samach V'chagecha V'loi B'Ishtecha? So Taisa speaks about it. Taisa says, maybe they're not both from there. Or, there's a different reason. If you remember Moed Katan, there were three other reasons for it. Either Eimar V'Simcha V'Simcha, or because Miat Peri Rivya, or because you don't want to be busy before Yom Tov praying for the Chasana, you're going to start the Yom Tov. Akaponim, there's all the ways how he knows that, and that's how the Tana of the Braisa who learns out from a Samach V'chagecha, he will learn out the din of Ishtecha, that you can't marry someone from a different pasuk.